Okay, so going through in here, let's start off with the A's. You had a lot of A's and a lot of O's. A basically has been called the vegetarian. The reason why they call the vegetarian is if you're an A blood type, I hope you like veggies because you're not going to lose weight if you don't eat veggies. That doesn't mean you can't eat other things, and it's funny because then I see people who go, so I say, you don't like veggies? Love soup. You cook the veggies and then drink the broth because all of the nutrients go in, or start juicing. But you really need the veggies, but your bodies are so adept at pulling all of the nutrients out of whatever food you eat. So when they used to talk about, you don't need vitamins, remember when they used to tell us back in the 70s and the 80s, just eat 3 square meals and eat all of the balance of the nutrients. And I'm like, yes, if you're an A or an AB, because your body seemed to have the ability to pull the nutrients. They were the ones having a great time with the wacky weed at my party, because they could pull all the nutrients out. Whereas an O, yes, vegetables are good. You get a lot of nutrients. I'm not saying the O's don't eat vegetables, but they're the opposite of the A. They have a high need for animal protein. So they have this need for meat, and primarily the need for meat is for the B vitamins. O blood types cannot keep B vitamins in their body, and the richest source for B12 is red meat and through on the other meat. Whereas when we go back onto the A's, here they don't really have a high need for animal protein. But you need protein because protein is how you rebuild your muscle tissue, your body tissue. Your carbohydrates give you energy, but you need protein. But A's have a really good bioavailability getting the protein from nuts and vegetable sources. But does that mean they have to be a vegetarian? No. You just have to think about how your body's processing and how often you're eating the animal protein and how much you're getting from other vegetable sources that are bioavailable. ABs are even more sensitive than the A. So it takes them longer to digest animal protein, and they have even more sensitivity to acids and alkalinity. And the Bs, they don't have the high need for animal protein as like in beef, but they do very well with fish. They have a high need for omega-3s. So if they don't like fish, then I'm like, then supplement with omega-3, because that's what you're needing to get from the fish. Okay, now see, I'm oversimplifying, I'm kind of giving you the basics, but I want you to realize how I came upon on this digestion of protein, because that was the second part that I made everyone play, sign the contract in order to have fun at the party controlled study, was that then they had to eat red meat and check how long it took before it was eliminated. Not fun, but it was amazing. That was the one that opened my professor's eyes, was that an O blood type can eat red meat, a steak, and it is out of the body in 8 to 12 hours. We're like garbage trucks. I mean, it's in and it's out, and we never have to ever worry. The B blood types, the red meat, was anywhere from 12 to 24 hours. The A blood types were anywhere from 24 to 28. The AB blood types were anywhere from 28 to 36. Okay, now so think, if it takes longer for your body, based on what digestive juices and enzymes you have, because you don't really have a need for animal protein, then would you put an A or an AB blood type on Atkins diet? Because if it's taking up to 24, 36 hours, and you had eggs for breakfast, chicken for lunch, a steak for dinner, woke up the next morning, had bacon and eggs, and you wonder why they're all compacted and constipated. It's sitting in there, and the thing is you get the greatest amount of fat absorption in your intestines. So in addition to the overtaxation of your kidneys, okay, is you're also overtaxing the whole body on the elimination system. So now you're holding toxins in your system and taxing the lymphatic system, everything. And it's not good to have fermented food all within there, you would think, right? And poisons coming from it. So if you're an A or an AB, don't worry. I just say just eat one animal protein a day. And the way it goes is that fish is the easiest to digest, then chicken, then beef, and you really should avoid pork. So that means if you go once a day with your eggs, your fish, or your chicken, fine, but if you crave red meat, there's probably a necessary reason biochemically that your body has something in the red meat that you need. Then go ahead and have the red meat. Perhaps your father's an O blood type, so you have more of a need for the B vitamins, but you've got the digestive system of an A or an AB. So then you have the red meat, but then take the whole next day off. So the next day you just have soup and salad, stir-fried veggies, grains. You see what I'm saying? So you give your body the ability to have what it wants as it's eliminating, but it got what it needed from the red meat. Okay, so that's what I tell for A's and AB's, is just one animal protein a day, and if it's beef, take the whole next day off. Or if you're going 2 days, but I just want you to start listening though if you crave it or you don't. But do definitely try to incorporate seeds and nuts. Now you already know that I say any body type, any blood type needs raw almonds. And we're even starting to see this in general literature, in regular magazines. But I've been talking this for 20 years and people used to tell me, you eat nuts? But notice how everybody's saying how healthy it is to have nuts, so I don't have to educate the public on that anymore. But the nice thing about raw almonds is because they're alkaline. And while I'm still talking about the A's and AB's in great length, is acid alkalinity is a biggie. And raw almonds are alkaline. And they're also the perfect protein that's bioavailable for all blood types, with the perfect combination of protein and fat. And you're getting calcium, magnesium at the same time. So it's like this wonderful nutrient, and you're getting just enough fat to maintain the glucose control so you don't have insulin production. And it's also healthy for the brain to have fat. We already learned that no-fat diets aren't good. So when you're trying to lose weight, and in the personal profile, I'm like, everyone should do 7 to 10 raw almonds a day. I usually do 20 to 30 a day. But you lose weight with 7 to 10, you maintain weight with 20 to 30, and based on your own personal profile, you'll figure it out. Okay, so A's and AB's are so sensitive to acid that even when they eat excessive fruit, they end up with little bubbles inside their mouth, inside their cheek and on their tongue. So if they eat too many strawberries, too many oranges, pineapple, too much sugar, they actually get irritations on the lining of their mouth. Now, does that mean they never ever have strawberries or pineapple? But they have to think you incorporate nuts at the same time, but you don't do it every day. But when you have sensitivity to sugar, you have to realize it's because sugar is acidic. You put sugar on meat to start to be like a natural tenderizer. It starts to eat the tissue, right? It breaks down the tissue. That's what sugar's doing inside your body. So an A and AB has this sensitivity, so sugar is what will bring on a cold. Sugar is what will bring on cholesterol. Don't you notice, and you talk around, a lot of A's and AB's have cholesterol problems? They used to think it was due to excessive fat and lipids and telling them to avoid egg yolks and to avoid nuts and cheeses. Now they're finding out it's the sugar. And if they have an extra sensitivity to sugar, that's what's raising the cholesterol. Okay, let's flip on over to our O's and our B's. At the same time, they're all sensitive and getting constipated on anything that sends them out. We don't have no problem there, but we have very sluggish lymphatic systems. O blood types have a great digestive system. We're like the iron stomach. We're the ones that at Thanksgiving eat this huge meal, push away, waddle away, and I'm telling you, within 2 hours, we're back at the fridge going, you know, I could snack on something. And it is incredible, whereas the A's and AB's, they can eat everything in moderate proportion, it seems like. O's and B's are like, on everything. We're intense. We internalize everything. That's why the A's and AB's do great with yoga and walking, and the O's and the B's are doing hoedowns, step aerobics, move it. It's like we have to work it out. And then what happens from all this internal stress is we deplete B vitamins. That's why we need our veggies, but we need our meat, and we're super sensitive to carbohydrates.